have a chat now to Josh Dunkley from the Western Bulldogs, as we mentioned, heading down to Ballarat on the weekend to take on the Gold Coast Suns. He's going gangbusters there, man, Josh Dunkley. He's kicking snags. I like when mids kick snags. He's on the line. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, buddy. 7 goals the last 4 weeks. What's going on?
Probably a little bit more forward times being on the agenda, but I'm enjoying my time down there, obviously playing a role for the team, and yeah, as I said, enjoying it and just trying to embrace it as much as I can.
So how much work would you have done training as a forward through the off season and through the year so far? Because predominantly you're a mid, you're a bullocking inside mid, you're a very good one. But how much time would you spend training as a forward?
I mean, it's probably not as much as a midfielder because it's my second position. But over the preseason, we do, like Bevo's really big on being able to play more than one role. So we do at times go into our second position, even third position. Like I might go to a wing at times or even in the ruck, as many people know. So being able to be agile and be ready for whatever comes.
How do you go? How do you like playing in the ruck? When you get that message that it's your turn to just do a little pinch hit session in the ruck, what's your immediate reaction?
Well, I'm pretty competitive, mate, so I'm trying to think about, you know, how I can win the hit out or what it might be, how it looks. I learned my lesson in Canberra against Rory Lobb once. I tried to go up at a centre bounce and he just kneed me straight in the neck, so that wasn't too good.
So, Josh, how does it get determined, your role? Because it is a strange role you play where you are sort of permanent forward, but then all of a sudden, so the back end of a quarter, you'll be at centre bounce. Off in the second half, you get a lot more disposals than you do in the first half. Like, how do you work out your role? Is it predetermined or is it as the game unfolds?
Yeah, not really predetermined. It's sort of just as it unfolds. I tend to work with Bont a little bit up and around the ball. When he sort of needs that spell or he's off the ground, I might go up around the ball. So it just varies. And as you mentioned, it's changed a little bit since the first few rounds. But as I mentioned, it's something that I'm willing to do for the team if we're winning games.
So is that, because I find it fascinating because you're such a versatile player, that are you sort of making that move out on the field? Does it come from the coach's box? Or is it just purely simply maybe on a matchup thing? You think, geez, I reckon I can get this guy inside 50. I might stay down here because you took a couple of really good marks on Friday night. Who determines it?
We talk about it pre-game just around, you know, obviously playing, everyone knows that I can play midfield, so I can always go up there and do that. But at the start, it's more around, just obviously playing that forward role. A bit of a mixed match with, obviously, Naughty down there and Zane Cordy and a lot of talls other than myself. So I tend
to... Why not?
It sometimes does help me and other times as well. So it just varies and it's hard to say what it actually is there on field.
Are you going through a tunnel? Are you going in and out?
That's right.
Sorry, am I? Cutting in and out, am I?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's better. So. Yeah, that's much better now. Let's keep rolling while we can. Haven't won back-to-back games all year, Josh. It's a pretty important one this week. I saw the skipper in the rooms after the game last week on Friday night. He was really pumped with the result and talked about the back-to-back factor now and getting some momentum in the season. Has that been discussed this week?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've always... try to pride ourselves on consistency, and we haven't been able to do that this year so far. So to go down to Ballarat, no better place to hopefully beat the Gold Coast Suns, who are in really good form. They've played some great footy over the last few weeks and this season. So, and obviously Stephen King, our midfield coach from last year, has moved over, so he'll know a few tricks of the trade of ours. So hopefully we can negate that and, get the win.
You might need the big fella up forward playing, Aaron Norton, who came on and off the ground a bit on Friday night with that knee concern. Is he going to play?
Yeah, I'm fairly sure he'll play. He's very versatile for us. He's seen cop a lot of hits throughout the week and on the weekends. And I actually call him Cotton because throughout the week he's wrapped in cotton wool, mate. And he just comes down on game day and does his thing.
I got abused of that one day. The Cotton Wool Club. I was the CWC president there for a little while, the boys told me, which was a bit nasty stuff. But if it's Aaron Norton, I'd just keep him in Cotton Wool because he's a pretty handy player. I think Buku Kamis is a good story. I mean, I watched him live the other night, and geez, a dynamic player. What's his ceiling, do you reckon?
Oh, mate, his ceiling. I don't think there is a ceiling for him. He's been very exciting, obviously, the first couple of games that he's played, but he came to the footy club very raw. He probably didn't have the best running ability, but he's able to work really hard throughout the pre-seasons that he's had. And it's just great to see the reward for effort that he's put in, and for him to really be shining now and improving still on the run is really good for us as a team and him as an individual.
I agree, Half. He's
a beauty.
He was very good on Friday night. The playing at Ballarat, how different is that? Now, obviously, it's different if you play at Marvel Under the Roof particularly, but the games do seem to be a bit of a grind up there. Is that because of the wind? Is it the size of the ground? Why are the games so different up there?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a colder type game and you never know whether it's going to be raining or not. Last game was actually quite different to the ones we've played there because the wind was blowing in the complete opposite direction.
Yep.
Normally you can actually predict which way it's blowing. Like every time we've played there before that, I reckon it was blowing to the other end. So it throws up different conditions, but we're very used to going down there. We love the surface. The surface is probably one of the best in the AFL, to be honest. It's very well looked after and we love going down there as players and as a footy club, so really looking forward to doing it. And hopefully it's a little bit colder for Gold Coast boys because they'll be used to the hotter temperatures up there in North Queensland.
Yes. I mean, they played in horrendous conditions last week, but it was still about 25. It might be 12 on Saturday. Now, whenever you've done an interview in the past, we and other people have always asked you about the Essendon situation. Now it's... Are you going to re-sign at the Bulldogs? That's sort of the, every time you do an interview now, you're going to be asked about that. Are you about to re-sign?
Well, to be honest, there hasn't really been much update in terms of contract stuff of late. And, you know, I'm comfortable with that, obviously playing footy and just trying to play my role for the team. So I don't, there's no real rush on it, but I'm not too sure where it's at the moment. Pickett sort of looks after all that side of thing and I haven't really heard much, so... just back him in to get everything done.
Oh, old mate Picks. Old mate, hasn't been in contact. Come on, Pickers.
Now, Mark Stevens is our producer now, and he's very nervous because he wants you to stay at the Dogs. He's happy to do whatever is required to make sure you sign. Has it changed, though? Have you got a much better feeling about wanting to stay, as was the case a few years ago?
Yeah, definitely. I'm feeling comfortable and everything's going really well, obviously. You want to win games of footy, and that's what we're trying to do. And the boys have been great, and the club's been good in terms of our consistency and stuff around the program. So it's been good. And, yeah, it's obviously a hard time to go through. Everyone goes through contract negotiations, and that's, for me, just where I'm at the moment. So I'm being completely honest when I say that I haven't really had too much discussion. So, we'll just wait and see how it unfolds.
If you keep kicking snags, they'll be coming. They'll be knocking the door down. Don't worry about that, Josh. It's been a great month for you. It's been a great year, really. Your numbers are terrific.
Numbers.
And I expect the knock on Picker's door to be coming very, very soon. But good luck to you and the boys this week. 1:45, Maher Stadium in Ballarat against the Gold Coast Suns. Can't wait to see you in action. Go get them.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.